When it comes to New Year's Eve, things have changed in the last 20 years. Now Czechs don't just sit in front of their TVs on the last night of the year noshing on chlebičky and jednohubky, the famous open-faced sandwiches and canapés. They go out more, partying with friends and dining out. Many theatres give special performances and neighbours just get together and celebrate the coming year. But one thing has not changed at all. Their favorite drink to match the occasion is an original Czech sparkling wine, Bohemia Sect. Around 3 million bottles of Bohemia Sect pop open on New Year's Eve around the Czech Republic. First produced in 1969 and has been a Czech favorite ever since. The popular sparkling wine, or Sect in Czech, is produced exclusively at the Bohemia Sect plant in Starý Plzeňec, outside Plzeň in western Bohemia. Tomáš Brúha is a sommelier at Bohemia Sect and the winner of Czech 2008 Sommelier Championship.
The most popular product is actually Bohemia Sect Demisek. It's the most popular sparkling wine in Czech Republic. We sell more than 4 million bottles or maybe 5 million bottles per year. But when we look abroad, then we'll see that the Bohemia Sect Prestige, that means the sparkling wine made with this bottle fermentation, is the most popular. So the difference is if it is in Czech Republic or abroad.
Sparkling wine sells best during the Christmas season, and the plant in Starý Plzeňec prepares for the season well in advance. When I visited the plant in early December, they were already making wine for the coming spring. Western Bohemia is not a traditional Czech winemaking region. In fact, all the grapes used to produce their sparkling wine are brought here from South Moravia, where wine growing dates back several centuries. Vítězslav Šuhájek, the company's quality manager, says that the plant was originally a brewery and only started making wine during the war.
Až v roce 1942 se objevila společnost Českomoravské sklepy Šumivý.
A company called Bohemian Moravian Sparkling Wine Cellars appeared in 1942 and they started making sparkling wine here in Starý Plzeňec. The first batch was produced in June 1945. It was red sparkling wine with the English name Black Widow. At that time, the US Army was all around the area and American soldiers helped very much to dispose of the first sparkling wines produced here.
Zasloužila o spotřebování této první šarže.
After the communist takeover of 1948, a French expert arrived in Starý Plzeňec to share his skills with the Czechs.
V té době jsem také přišel pan Louis Girardot, rodák z Epernay ve Francii.
At that time, Louis Girardot came here, a native of Epernay, a town in the Champagne region in France. He had made sparkling wines all his life, and he helped local winemakers with its production and development. He brought experience, and he brought some practical skills that were adopted
here.
Most of the sparkling wine is produced by what is known as the Charmat process. Wine is let to ferment in huge tanks rather than bottles, and then bottled on the production line. Only some 350,000 bottles of sparkling wine are produced in the traditional way, with the wine fermenting in bottles. Sommelier Tomáš Brúha says only real experts can tell the difference.
It's not easy question, because if we take the basic wines or the basic cuvée, the same wine, and one part we take to the tank and the other part in bottle, for the consumer, not the specials, the differences are not so big. But true is that for the classic fermentation or the bottle fermentation, we used better basic wines. So I think here is the biggest difference.
Bohemia Sect, owned by the German Dr. Oetker concern, dominates the Czech market. While Czechs have increasingly learned to appreciate foreign still wines, Bohemia Sect sells more than two-thirds of sparkling wine in the Czech Republic. Abroad, people prefer Bohemia Sect wines that are prepared in the traditional way, such as Chateau Radigne, Bohemia Sect Prestige, and the company's flagship wine, Louis Girardot, named after the Frenchman who helped the company in its beginnings. Martin Fosek is the marketing manager of Bohemia Sect.
Our export is not so high. It's for about 3-4% of the whole year production, but it rises and it's good. The main market for our export department is Slovak Republic. Republic, Poland, Belgium, and other countries. Our successful products, in a point of view of export, is Bohemia Sec Prestige. It's a bottle fermented sparkling wine produced here in Bohemia Sec in Starý Plzeňec. It's very successful in Belgium. And we are very successful in Slovakia with our still wine portfolio under the name, under the brand Víno Mikulov Butterfly.
The best Czech sommelier of 2008, Tomáš Brúha, has some advice for those who can't imagine seeing the new year in without a glass of champagne in their hand. The key is to have your wine properly cooled.
Most important thing of drinking sparkling wine is the temperature. That means how it is the bottle or the sparkling wine cold. Really good temperature for the refrigerator is 4 degrees Celsius. Because when you just drink, the temperature goes higher for maybe 2-3 degrees. So it's best to drink between 6 and 7 degrees.
And the final piece of advice from Tomáš Brúha. Opening a bottle of champagne should not end in an accident.
The correct way to opening, it's a still way. That means the cork doesn't make any noise. And of course, you should not shake with the bottle because of oxide carbonize. I always give advice that the sparkling wine is better to buy 2-3 days before consumption.
That was Sommelier of the Year Tomáš Brúha on how best to drink Bohemia Sect. And that was Jan Richter, who, from the sounds of it, had quite a lot of fun preparing that report. Now, Alex Mikšovitz, who joins me in the studio, I'm wondering what you think of Bohemia Sect and whether you can compare it to champagne and whether you should even try to compare it to champagne, whether it's the same sort of thing at all.
It's very simple. Champagne wine is from, or is only from France, from the region Champagne, 120 kilometers eastly from Paris. Maybe it's the only important difference, because Bohemia Sect, is, from my point of view, makes excellent sparkling wine, specifically for bartenders. Because bartenders don't need champagne for their creations. They need not extremely expensive things for cocktails. It means cocktail is not too expensive. It's the first thing. The quality sparkling wine is good for cocktails, absolutely. The second thing, Bohemia Sect has great support of Moravian vintners, and they are able to create nice cuvée, and everything begins with cuvée, you know. And third, but it is very, very specific thing, they use a nice method of making sparkling wine by Transvaal's method. And this method is very popular in Australia, for example. Jacob's Creek makes its wines, sparkling wines, using this method. And this method means that wine ferments in a big bottle, magnum. It's the best conditions, in the best conditions. So from my point of view, Bohemia Sect is it's really very important company producing very quality sparkling wine for us.
Okay, we were just talking there and you were saying that you're off to Moscow, I believe, the days to come, this time with Becherovka, and to promote a new type of Becherovka there.
Yes.
Would you say, I mean, we've talked briefly about beer, and beer is definitely what this country is known for, but would you say there are other really quality Czech alcoholic products that should be known more and maybe are a bit in the shadow of Czech beer?
Yeah. I thought it was bitters. Bitters are specific alcoholic drinks, and people like it. I believe that Becherovka started now to produce something new. The name is Becherovka Lemont. I like the name, first of all, because Lemont means word in French. And Lemont contains important part of citrus peels and juices, you know. And when you taste Becherovka lemon from ice-cold glass and Becherovka lemon well-chilled, you feel something like French esprit, you know. It's light, tasty, sophisticated, really nice. Sorry for promotion, but I like it really very much.
So now I know what you're going to say when you go to Moscow. Good. All right, it's time now for another musical interlude. And you know what they say, beer, then wine, and you'll be fine. So following the beery knees up of a song that I played you at the start of the programme, here's Nepi Jano Nepi Vodu, which is a folk song from the southern depths of Moravia, and which is all about why it's better to drink wine than water.
Nepí vodu, voda je ti na škodu, napísat ti radšej víno, to je dobrá medicína. Napísat ti radšej víno, to je dobrá medicína. Prečo sa ti za mnou vláčíš, keď ma ani neopáčíš? Ani večer, ani ráno, jaký si ty sprostý, Jano. Ani večer, ani ráno, jaký si ty sprostý.